Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Special Ops Lioness. This is a new show from the Taylor Sheridan, yeah. You know his name, Yellowstone, Tulsa King.
Quite a reputation at this point.
And Dan, you and Maisie love this series.
Yeah, so we become addicted to Special Ops Lioness. So going back, me and Maisie, huge fans of 24, Homeland, we've been searching for a show, Dawn, that really kind of hits that vibe. And Special Ops Lioness is really that vibe. And what it is what they do well is that it's an all-female brigade, the Lionesses, and they go and do reconcile missions and bring back, you know, daughters and wives of terrorists and use those daughters and wives to access the terrorists and, you know, neutralize targets. And in that show, they really handle and walk the line of, you know, the female and empowerment, but don't diminish men, which is something really fresh and something you see often Taylor Sheridan's work. But on top of that, Dawn, this show is just, it's right, it really hits that great vibe. And on the line right now, we have a guy who plays the husband of the main character. So Joe is Zoe Saldana, a huge actress, and Dave Annable's on the line, and he plays Neil. And yes, Neil's character is an incredibly layered character, Dawn, where he is the husband of this lioness, the head of the lionesses, and he himself is a orthopedic surgeon dealing with cancer patients and has to give horrible news to kids. And in the first episode, you see one of the most heart-wrenching scenes I've seen in television. So the show's Paramount Plus, Taylor Sheridan produced, and I gotta say, Morgan Freeman, Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, and Dave Annable all rounding it out. So Dawn, I present to you Dave Annable here.
Dave, good morning. I recognize you first because I was always a big Yellowstone fan. So for Yellowstone fans, they would recognize you as Lee Dutton. I know you passed on that role the first time around, but now Lioness. So welcome in. Congratulations on another incredible role.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. And what a lead in there. That was, it's so true. I mean, listen, two great shows. I mean, you know, I haven't gotten killed off of Lioness yet, so that's great. You know, Yellowstone lasted about four acts, you know, which was awesome. But, you know, I'm so excited to be part of Lioness. And that really was an incredible lead in because I'm a fan of the show. You know, my wife and I, every Sunday, you know, I'm obviously in the sort of family scenes and work with the incredibly talented Zoe, who's just on fire in this show. But, you know, we get to sit home on the couch and watch everybody else's work and the rest of the show. And, you know, I'm taken aback. I'm really a fan. And it's the highest production value. And Taylor is just the man. The best. So it's really, thank you. It's very exciting.
You know, I know that for you, I mean, this is a special ops show. And for you, I had read that, in fact, you were there in New York, 9/11. And so to be part of a show now that is about special ops and that sort of thing.
I just want to underline, Dawn, this show, the first scene that you see is the main character, the main lioness coming in. She's being chased by an abusive husband or abusive boyfriend, and she stumbles into a Marine's recruitment center. And the Marine is strong and says, you know, you're with us now, and really stands up. It's really a great scene. It shows the strength of the military and really highlights the strength of the military. Sorry about that.
So for you, though, can you take me back? I mean, you were there 9/11 and you went down to volunteer, I understand. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that was, you know, one of the most surreal days, obviously, in my life. And I was working at Caroline's Comedy Club at the time in Midtown. And, you know, I got out of the subway and I went to work, and our special events guy, John, was outside, and he was bawling, and he was like, you know, I was like, what's going on? And he's like, you haven't heard, go downstairs. You know, we had televisions in the main lobby, and, you know, it's hard to hear, but like, as I was walking down the stairs, I heard this woman wailing, because apparently she had two sons that were working in the towers. And, yeah, I mean, it was a pretty surreal day. And then, you know, we went to my boss's house, who lived in Midtown. And, you know, I remember the weather being beautiful, and we were sitting on his roof and we're watching, you know, jets, you know, F-16s fly over. And it was one of the wildest experiences of my life. And I walked down to volunteer. And, you know, it's a long story, but basically the week before, I'd met some girl on the street, and our first date was supposed to be that night, and she lived in the city, and I lived in Brooklyn. I had no place to stay, so I call her up, and I said, this is going to sound really wild, but is there any chance I could sleep on, you know, your floor or anything, because I can't get home. All the bridges were closed. And she said yes, and I found out she had five other roommates. They hid all the knives at the time. They had no idea who I was. And she was kind enough, so I walked like the 70 blocks, 3 in the morning up there. And, you know, we are still best friends to this day, which is really kind of crazy that, you know, 20 years later, 20-odd years later. But, awesome. Yeah, what I do remember, though, is New York, like that unity, that feeling of everybody was on the same page, mm-hmm. and there was the greater good. And I think that's where... You know, the show comes in is this passion that Joe, played by Zoe Saldana, has for the United States and for protecting our country and the service. And, you know, it's also a special shout out to the families of these service members who, you know, are home, you know, taking care of the everyday life while their significant others are out fighting for the country. And, you know, my hat goes off to both sides of that, because it's really it's an incredible sacrifice and just a beautiful thing. And the show does so well of portraying that.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, working with, you know, Nicole Kidman, we played, obviously you could recognize, for anybody listening, could hear the voice of Morgan Freeman. So you have, what I find is interesting with all of these different shows, and as our times change and industries change, when you think about these streaming shows, this is the new Hollywood, right? I mean, you're somebody, you're a star, you're working with other stars, but you're finding yourselves on these streaming shows, and it's really the remaking of Hollywood in many ways, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is wild, and that's a very great point. You know, my business, my industry has changed so much, you know, as an actor, and you know, it was all movies and movie stars. But, you know, now I think some of the best material out there is on television. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Sheridan right now is the king. You know, he's got 7 shows, I believe, on Paramount Plus. And, you know, he's attracting just the biggest stars who get to come shoot 8 episodes and really dive into these characters. And, you know, this show has the Morgan Freeman, Nicole Kidman, Zoe Saldana, and like everybody is just so good. And it's a blessing to be able to go to work and learn from these actors and be around them and, you know, be a part of something that you truly love. I mean, the show's awesome. You know, I'm really grateful to be on it.
So cool. I mean, part of, I think, with Taylor Sheridan, if I think of like Tulsa King, I'm looking at Yellowstone, I'm looking at, you know, your show, Lioness. When I think about it, he writes in these characters, and it's so beautifully done. There's the macho, and I mean macho women, strong people, whether you're a woman or a man. It's kind of, to Dan's point earlier, that it's a situation where we celebrate our strengths, and that is our mental strength, our human strength, our grit. I see that in you as a person, David, because even, you know, running down to volunteer your 9/11 story. I mean, do you tap into those real life experiences to play this?
Yeah, you know, I think you're spot on. And I think, you know, what I love about Neil is how strong he is, right? Because he does, you know, not only is he a surgical oncologist, but he is running the household, running the family, mm-hmm. while Joe, his wife, is out on these missions. And he's not complaining about it. He's not a victim. He is strong and mentally, and I know I'd be weak. I'm like, honey, come home. I can't, like, what do we do for breakfast? You know, I can't do this, you know, and I think there's a lot to learn from Neil and, the way, you know, in the first season where, you know, his daughter was in this massive car accident and he finds out she's pregnant and he has to have this incredible conversation with her. And in our rehearsals, you know, with Taylor, you know, he had to sort of cherry pick some scenes that we read out loud in front of the other cast, and he had chosen that scene. And, you know, I sort of come in and I'm coming in hard at her. And, you know, after he's like, no, no, no. He goes, Dave, like, Neil's already lost. She's already in the hospital. She's already pregnant. This is the softest you can talk to her. This is the softest you'll ever be. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, there's a reason why you're so good. You wrote, like, I would have lost. I would have been like, I told you not to have sex. Like, I told you, know. So it was mowing the lawn. He's cooking, and she's like, "Can you learn any of this stuff from him?" And I'm like, "Baby, it's fake. You know, it's not a real guy. You know,
I'm just a really good actor.
You are a great actor.
It makes it look real. Yeah,
you are.
Like, they show me how to cut vegetables in one of the scenes. You know.
Oh. What an honor and a pleasure to talk to you, Dave Anable. Thank you so much, and we look forward. I mean, this is just launched. Season 2.
Season 2. Let's go, baby. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hopefully we get to do it again next year.
Oh, I hope so. Dave Anable.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.